USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
With President Donald Trump set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in mere days, 12 Russians have been indicted for trying to interfere with the 2016 presidential election by hacking into the Hillary Clinton campaign and Democratic network. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein at a Washington news conference.
In an effort to conceal their connections to Russia, the defendants used a network of computers around the world, and they paid for it using cryptocurrencies.
Former Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, whose email was hacked in April of 2016 and released over the course of the campaign, quickly jumped on Trump.
Donald Trump likes to describe this as a witch hunt. Well, we just found some witches, and they were indicted.
Several Democrats say Trump should cancel his meeting with Putin if he does not address the issue. Republican John McCain has joined Democrats in that call as well. Trump has promised to raise the issue during that meeting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Donald Trump and UK Prime Minister Theresa May held a joint news conference outside London. At one point, Trump criticized the pipeline deal between Germany and Russia.
I think it's a horrible thing that you have a pipeline coming from Russia, and I believe that Germany's going to be getting 50, 60, or even I've heard numbers of 70% of their energy coming in from Russia. And how can you be working for peace and working from strength when somebody has that kind of power over your country?
At the start of the joint news conference, Trump called the U.S.-UK relationship the highest level of special, May praising the work the two nations do together.
No two countries do more together than ours to keep their people safe and prosperous. And we want to deepen that cooperation even further to meet the shared challenges we face now and in the years ahead.
Trump smoothed over an earlier criticism for May's handling of Brexit and immigration, saying she's doing a fantastic job as Prime Minister. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A huge merger is unexpectedly facing yet another challenge from the federal government. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A month after a federal judge approved AT&T's merger with Time Warner, saying the Justice Department's antitrust suit had failed to make its case against the merger, the DOJ has now filed a notice of appeal. It filed it on Thursday, indicating the dispute will now be going to the D.C. Court of Appeals. AT&T General Counsel David McAtee says the company is surprised the Justice Department is appealing. As for the merger, it's already been happening. AT&T completed its acquisition of Time Warner just days after the judge's ruling and has since rebranded Time Warner as Warner Media. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Florida beach has been closed following two apparent shark bites just 5 minutes apart. The Florida Times-Union reports that Fernandina Beach, just northeast of Jacksonville, was closed to swimmers after a 30-year-old man and 17-year-old boy were both bitten on the feet. Neither victim got a look at what bit them. Papa John's has begun pulling founder John Schnatter's images from its logos and TV ads over the racial slur he made during a media training conference in May. Schnatter took part in a radio interview with WHAS in Louisville.
Shame on me for even bringing it up, but the point is, you can't use that vocabulary. You can't use that word. And we will not, and I'm not going to, and I have not.
The company will keep its name, and Schnatter is still on the board as its largest shareholder. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.